Blog Talk Radio.
Vital soul.
Her PR executive Max and many others,
And hopefully the cast and other members of the crew and so on, this is a fun relationship. We are having a blast networking with one another. She been based in the UK, and I here in the U.S. Shout out to all of my U.K. friends. Had fun chatting with my friend Perry Gorton, whom I call Party Man Perry. Shout out to he and his family and his coworkers. Had a blast chatting this morning. He is amazing. And all my friends worldwide, those in the U.S. and those right here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. So congratulations, Miami Heat. Wow, wow, wow. It did end last night. Wow, wow, wow. And it was amazing. That was an amazing, amazing game. And shout out to the Thunder also. I invite, you know, everybody part of the NBA to the show. And like I said, I invite King LeBron, King James, D-Wade, Coach Quartra, and just everybody, Pat Riley, and everybody to the show. I'll formally invite you all also. Thunder, because Kevin Durant and Derek Fisher and the whole team, you guys rock, and you most definitely did a fantastic job. And, of course, I'm shouting out the Mavs, who were the champs for 2011, and also all other teams part of the NBA. Hey, rumor has it that Deron Williams was working out with the Mavs yesterday. You know, doing Mark's show, not Mark's show, but Brian's show yesterday, The Revolution Reign on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I love his show. He mentioned that. I don't think he was joking. That Deron Williams was working out with the Mavs. I don't think he was joking. I hope this to be true. I would love to see Deron Williams and Dwight Howard sporting Dallas Mavs gear for the upcoming season. But this time we're focusing on the Miami Heat. And also, hey, somebody got the memo. Red Roughneck is online because I was getting ready to go off the switchboard. So thanks. Rich Roughneck is online, and I'm tickled pink because I just read a message that Rich Roughneck sent to LeBron, letting him know just how proud he is of the king himself of accomplishing this goal that many, many people have been waiting for. He's been in the league, 9 years? And so a lot of people are very, very just ecstatic and happy. You know, I am a fan of the Miami Heat. It's just the Mavs and Hornets are my top faves, and so I am very happy for them. And I love the Thunder, and I'm wishing them the best. They definitely played a good. Even the guys admitted, D. Wade and King and Chris Bosh and the rest of the team. You know what? I really would like to talk to like the other guys that are on the team also. They're amazing also. The Miami Heat did not win the championship just with three guys on the court. As I last recall, the team consists of many other players, too. So definitely, if some of you guys are listening to the show, don't hesitate to call. The whole organization is just awesome, and just congratulations. You know, it seems like some people just focus and think that maybe those three won the game, won the final, the championship by themselves. And, you know, they're a supporting cast also, so it's important for us to remember that and recognize that. And but, you know, the other Super Three, and they are my faves, and I love them so much, but the other guys also are just as important because they are part of the team. And Coach Porter, wow, last time they won the championship back in 2006, he was assistant coach, and I loved when the reporter asked him, how does it feel to win again, but now you're the coach. So I loved his post interview with the media, outstanding answers, and he was just so excited. So did you all see Pat Riley out there in the audience? He was just proud, like a proud papa, huh? But let's holler at Reggie Roughneck, and if it's today's your birthday, it's a lot of birthdays today. Today is my niece's birthday. Nicole turned 18. You know, she graduated a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago. She was born in Dallas, Texas. I was present when she was born. It was a smooth delivery. It was okay. I guess it was okay delivery for my sister. We had some concerns, though, when she was born. It was something concerning. I don't know if I should be discussing certain stuff, but she had an okay delivery, which is a little concern. But what I was about to say, you would have thought my brother-in-law was the one giving birth. It's amazing when men have symptoms and act like they're pregnant, you know. It seemed like my brother-in-law, my sister and I and just others, his friends and all, it seemed like we had to pay attention to him a lot because he act like he was going to give birth to Nicole. And I can't believe 18 years have passed by so quickly. But today is her 18th birthday. She graduated from my alma mater. She was born in Dallas, Texas, and went to school, elementary and all in Dallas. But they relocated to Dallas, to Jackson, 06-07 holiday season, and she's just been amazing. I just want to congratulate her, and she's also going to another alma mater of mine, Hines Community College, for her first 2 years, and then I think then she's going back to school, probably at the University of the Hines in Texas. So I just want to wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Nicole. If you're near phone, it'd be good if you could call in, even if you listen. If any of Nicole's friends are listening, like Kina's a sister, my other niece, which her birthday is on July 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. I remember Kina's birthday. And to be honest, some people used to think that they were twins because they're so close in age. But because Kina will be turning 17 on her birthday, but today is Nicole's birthday, and she's just been having a blast ever since she graduated, to be honest, like nonstop. So it's just been much love to her. And many of my other friends who are celebrating birthdays, thank you so much for the love that you spread and share, and so on. So I have my hands on a printed copy of the Dallas Observer also. I love reading stuff online and so on and e-books, but Cousin Linda hooked me up with a printed copy of Dallas Observer. I know sometimes they're hard to find at newsstands, so I didn't even know, wasn't expecting it, and I was like, wow, cool, a printed copy. You know, sometimes it's just good to read a good old-fashioned newspaper. Because I read it online, but it's good to grasp a good old paper, especially a paper that you liked forever. I've loved the Dallas Observer since forever. And Cousin Linda loves the Jackson Free Press from over here in Jackson. But let's talk some more sports. It's a lot of other sports news that's happening also. Red Ruffin might want to chime in on what's going on with the Sandusky case. I don't know, but wow, I don't know what's going on like right now. So let's just talk about the champ, Miami Heat. You all can call in too at 714-409-0614. I'm in the chat room also. Tomorrow my guest will be Jay Williams. He is one of my fun, rocking, awesome Facebook friends. He's based in Evansville, Indiana. He is an awesome artist. I'm talking about awesome artist. He's an awesome singer-songwriter also. But he's going to be talking about his work, past, present, and his plans and projects for the future. So we're going to have a blast tomorrow also. So keep your ears and eyes open for what time. Might air at the normal time of 5:30, might air at a different time, because, you know, with the true God immortal, we broadcast late night. So weekends are, you know, really flexible and so on, whatever makes the guests and the artists happy. But do my best to stay consistent with the time so you all know when we're on. But I'm sure being on right now at 11:30 is not hurting some of my friends here in the States' feelings, because some people think I come on too early. Right now, it's an evening time in UK and Australia, and late night in some other places, I think in the Asian countries. So shout out to you all and everyone that's listening. But we'll talk some more about other sports also. But you know, this, I guess, this is devoted to the Heat and also to the Thunder, and it's time for the NBA draft also, but we'll probably be talking about that like real soon, because the NBA draft is not far, right? A reminder, the NWBA season starts tomorrow also. And also, for those of you that didn't know, Donna Driver, who is the winner of Dance with the Stars, he's back in his home state hosting a camp. So the 500 kids were very blessed to be a part of his camp for free. Now, is that not good or not? Just amazing. But let's go ahead and chill and talk with Reg Ruffneck, okay? My throat was bothering me, and it seemed like it cleared up enough for me to present right now. Okay, and sorry, and my apologies for the time change also, but was having technical difficulty. What I needed to charge my phone, to be honest, because, you know, we broadcast via phone also, and so for some reason my phone did not charge properly, and I did not want to take the risk of going off the air during the midst of broadcast, and I think it worked out just perfectly. Anyway, regarding we're discussing the champs. Okay. We have like 30 minutes. We have 15 more minutes of live streaming and plus 15 more minutes of extending the time. So call in and tell us, express your feelings about the game and other things regarding sports. And also come in the chat room if you have a listener profile account also. But the number is 714-409-0614. Hello, Red Ruffneck.
Morning, gorgeous. How you doing?
Some chocolate, handsome chocolate. How are you? You're a proud papa this morning, huh?
Oh, well, let's just say...
You're a proud big brother.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, let's just say the spirits won over me last night, so... I was very happy for LeBron and very happy for the Heat. But like you said, it wasn't just those three guys that won it. I mean, you had Mike Miller who just killed them with all them three-pointers. And then, you know, I mean, you had Norris Cole who also was an intricate part of them winning. Udonis Haslam. I mean, then a lot of people forget is that Juwan Howard finally got his first championship after 19 years in the league. So
exactly. So we're talking about LeBron, 9 years, add 10, huh?
Huh?
I was mentioning LeBron been in the league 9 years, right?
Right.
And then you're Juwan, 19 years. So add 10, after 19 years, he finally have his ring, huh?
Exactly. So I
Why?
Mean, it's a lot of people. Right, it's a lot of people who just getting over that hump and finally winning. I mean, when people think back to the days when Juwan Howard, Chris Webber, Jimmy King, Jalen Rose, and all them was you know, the Fab Five.
Jalen Rose, what's up, Jalen Rose?
You know,
and what?
Those guys were destined for greatness. You know, from college going into the NBA, and then the fact that only Juwan Howard finally got one, and then, like I said, after all these years, he finally got to the mountaintop. So, I mean, as the old saying goes, good things come to those who wait. But, you know, it just kind of topped off what Jason Kidd accomplished just last year, getting his first after 17 years.
Exactly.
So...
What did you think about their coach?
Oh, well, Spoelstra did a masterful job of handling everything. I mean, Coach Spo went under a lot of heat, going no pun intended. But you know, he took a lot of heat too. But
I remember the beginning of the season, and they were questioning if they should terminate him or not.
Right, because. I mean, you talk about performing under duress. I mean, you know, he practically had a gun to his head when Chris Bosh and LeBron joined the Heat, you know, he was practically performing with a gun to his head because it was like, you know, you're supposed to win. But as we all know, our boys taxed that booty last year, so hey. You know, we had to get ours. So, you know, they just had to stand in line and wait. They had to wait one more year to get it. So now they got it. So I'm still looking at the fact that, you know, our boy's going to be back up in there again. So, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder going to have to, and they're going to be real impressive the next few years getting what they want. So that's just, you know, I'm just keeping it real for everybody, you know. But like you were saying also about you know, having, you know, for having babies and everything, I remember how happy I was when I cut the cord on my daughter. And I was thinking back, you know, you kind of stirred some memories when you was talking about that. And yeah, it's amazing how the years go by, because, I mean,
exactly,
the fact that my daughter...
That was a special moment, and I was actually there, too. I spent, like, a couple weeks with my sister before it was time to give birth, and then it was actually at the hospital when Nicole was born, one of the first people to meet her. And it's just amazing. Now she's just a grown, beautiful, smart, intelligent woman now.
Exactly. Yeah, it does make you reflect on what the year's gone by and everything. But
do you want to share other news with the crowd, or you want to wait?
No, I was going to say, as far as the Sandusky trial, they're doing a closing arguments today, and it should go to the jury. You know, the case should go to the jury by today, if no later than Monday. But
okay, good. I want to know what was going on, because, like, this morning, I didn't know of any breaking news that happened, like, since early this morning. So either it should go to the jury. What should happen?
No, they're doing the closing arguments, because, you know, the defense rests and the prosecution are already arrested. So, yes, they are doing their closing arguments, their closing statements, and, yes, it should be going to the jury. But we're going to find out real soon who's got who by their footballs, because Sandusky strikes me as a creepy type of guy who has gotten away with so much over all these years. So now you have to wonder, is this his finally is this his judgment day, or does he or is he a snake that slides out of the sack and gets away, because, you know, he's gotten away with too much for so long. So I really don't want to just hedge my bets and think that he's actually going to get get sent to prison. I mean, we have to remember.
But, you know, they're trying to say he have this, like, what, he suffered from some kind of mental disorder that, you know, pervert,
right,
something normal.
Right, I know what you're talking about. I couldn't describe it right offhand, but you know what? They got a condition. They got a condition for everybody's ailments these days.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Everybody's got a clinical diagnosis for everybody these days.
And what about those that he allegedly molested? What about what they've been diagnosed with because of what they experienced?
Well, yeah, you can't. I mean, they are the perfect poster boys for post-traumatic stress disorder, if anybody could. I mean, you can't get no more traumatized than to go through what they went through. So,
what do you think about his wife? Do you think she actually didn't suspect anything weird going on?
I'm sorry. I would find it hard. I would find it totally inconceivable that someone would not know. But then that goes back to not just the wife. It goes back to the whole staff at Penn State, including Joe Paterno.
Yeah,
how could
exactly
they not have known?
Exactly. Because people even notice when people are cheating. So why not notice when something like that is like, wait a second, something ain't up. Something's not right, you know?
Right. So I'm going back to this.
But I don't know. She might honestly didn't know. You know, some people don't know. But I was just wondering your thoughts regarding, do you really think she didn't suspect anything?
Well, I know we always like to try to see the good in people. But some things, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. Okay. A cat meows, dog bark. Okay, birds fly and tweet. Okay, I get that, but some things just cannot be. You cannot just be so dismissive and not know something was wrong because, you know, I mean, let's face it, this was.
And now these were kids.
This was a well-known secret for the better part of, up until last year.
And
nobody outside of Penn State knew about it, but now the whole world knows.
And these were underage males. We're not adult males.
Exactly.
So if it was adult males, I could see maybe. I don't know. There are some women I know are married to closeted gay men, you know.
Right.
But they might not know that their husbands are closeted gay. But sometimes even when women when their husbands are like being around or in the closet gay and messing around with other men, even those women are suspicious. Like, wait a second, I wonder if my husband is in the closet. So it's just hard to believe that I wonder if my husband is doing the thing he shouldn't be doing with these kids.
Exactly. But, you know, but like I said, I mean, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy in so many ways. But the thing is, Sandusky could not have gotten away with what he got away with all these years without help.
You know,
helped him. They enabled him to get by. So, I mean, the fault isn't just with him. I mean, just like with the Roger Clemens thing. See how he just slid right on out the sack. And but the thing is, you can't blame Roger Clemens or none of the players. You got to blame Major League Baseball for enabling them to get away with these things all these years.
It goes back to what people say, the system. That's when people say it's the system, right?
Exactly.
It's not like a one person, but it's the system. So that's a perfect example we're talking about is when people say, well, it's the system. It's the system because it's different components, different people on different levels. So that makes it, that turns into a system. Because some people wonder, well, what they mean when it's the system? That's the system. Oh, I see. So you feel like that. It could have been nipped in the bud probably a long time ago.
Right, because, I mean, up until what?
Nipped in the bud when that guy first seen that situation.
Exactly. Right, you could have called the police, but you didn't. You just went and told the coach. The coach told the front office. And they didn't do nothing about it. I mean, everybody did something, but somebody at the end of the tunnel covered it up.
Exactly.
You know, they thought this could just be covered up and
stopped.
Right.
Something happened where the investigation or whatever stopped.
Right. Well, the thing is.
But Paterno was right. He did do his part. He did report it.
Exactly. But
he did
instead of them, right? But instead, the man resigned from coaching, but then had an executive position at the university. So, because the university decided, in their finite wisdom, they would just try to keep from tarnishing themselves. And you know, the thing is, they could have been on the tail end of this scandal instead of still. Going into the mouth of it like they are, and their feet still hanging out because, I mean, they haven't been devoured whole entirely behind this because, I mean, you know us personally, if we had seen something like this, this thing would have got kiboshed immediately.
Yeah, because I had
no
to laugh
way in the world
that
this could have went on about like this, like, you know,
I
had
to laugh
long.
About that because the death of a person is not funny. But you took me when you said if you had been that assistant coach or the young man that seen him taking advantage of that young kid, you said you would have dived into him and got him good.
He'd got a hell of an ass whooping.
Red.
I will say that.
Red,
yeah, he'd got tore from the flow up. So, yeah. No doubt about that.
You make me think about the recent case back in your part of Texas that just happened this week regarding the man that beat his daughter's rapist to death.
Right. Yeah, right. The man got no bill on that case. And, you know, all I can say is, hey, I mean, he gets Father of the Year award for me and Father Year for a lot more years.
And any adult that was around in that vicinity, because everybody on that jury must they could relate to what he was talking about, man.
Right.
And what he did. But you made me, your reaction to Sandusky made me think about what that man had to do to protect his daughter.
Exactly. Because I know me, my sadistic mind, I would probably still be torturing him right about now if that had to been me. I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. If I had caught somebody like that on top of my daughter, I mean, killing him would have been too good right then and there. I mean, this guy did what he did and everything, but I probably would have had that guy. And then I'm out here on this farm that's miles away from any type of civilization. Yeah, he probably would have been tied to a tree and be screaming. He'd be screaming for a good couple of weeks before I finally shot him in the head and put him out of his misery. So, but that's, like I said, but that's just my sadistic mind at work. So, I mean...
But the man, he saw him and he just quickly started beating him and just beat him to death. And then I was reading the article. He called him and said, "This man is dying on me. I done beat him to death." But he was protecting his daughter.
Exactly. But, I mean, he was decent compared to me. He was very decent. So, yeah, he gets big ups on my part because that's just some things that as a parent, much less a human being seeing something like that happening, you know. Because I think you remember a couple of months ago, a guy caught a guy molesting, I think it was a six-year-old girl, in an alley in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And he beat the guy down and called the police. But he didn't kill him.
And that was a girl,
but yeah.
Excuse me, and that was a girl he didn't know probably, huh? But he protected her and kept that guy off of her. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean... Some things you're just not going to just see and just look the other way. I mean, so I do understand how, yeah, emotion and adrenaline can take over. And, yeah, for that guy to beat this other guy to death with his bare hands, I mean, hey, that was a lot of adrenaline going through him on that. So.
Wow. Well, I'm glad he's not doing any time.
Exactly.
I used to speak out on stuff like that. I usually, because I don't want to be a proponent of killing people, but when it's self-defense and then defending a helpless child, I mean, my God, that's that man's blood. My goodness. No, it would have been just unjust to lock him up. Cause everybody on that jury probably said I would have done the same thing, you know. God, give me strength. Wow.
Exactly.
I'm glad you mentioned Roger Clemens because I was wondering what your thoughts were about him.
Well, I mean, when you got the money, you got the stroke. I mean, you're going to walk. I mean, it's very, very seldom do you see millionaires going to prison for anything, even if you got evidence on them. I mean, just some things, it doesn't matter what you have or feel that you have. It's just not going to work. And that's, I tell people all the time, the wheels of justice, you know, they got to get greased, too, to keep turning. So he has won his freedom, you know, and it came at a high cost. But, he made it. And, I mean, it's funny, after all this, the only person that went to jail for this whole entire steroid scandal was Greg Anderson.
Wow.
Everybody else got a pass. I mean, so, baseball created the monster. Major League Baseball. And, you know, no one got prosecuted for it.
Well,
they
had keep on, okay. No, keep on, because it's another topic. Okay, keep on. What were you saying? Finish up.
All I was saying is that, you know, Major League Baseball is the real criminal. They're the ones that committed the real crime because they enabled these guys to get away with this all those years. They didn't make it a banned substance until 2004. So I feel, you know, in my heart of hearts that, hey, They got away with it all this time.
Is that Yeah, I'm just agreeing with you. You're like, yeah.
Right. So they knew. Everybody knew. But what did they do about it? They did nothing. So I can't co-sign on anything else past that. You know what I mean? So it was an unfortunate time for everybody, but you know, life goes on, and you know, maybe now, since everyone knows that this is not going to be something that that they're going to take serious enough to prosecute anybody. I mean, look at how they're still going after Lance Armstrong.
Exactly. That was the next topic. That's what I was getting ready to do when I was kind of interrupting you. I was trying to transition to the topic of Lance Armstrong. I wanted to know if you had been keeping up with his story, because I've been doing my best to keep up with that story. And now that he's into, like, another area of sporting, running triathlons, I think, right?
I think he's doing triathlons. I'm not sure, but
this doping up is haunting him in trying to do stuff like that. So, yeah, so what were you saying about him? Because that's exactly what I was asking you, getting ready to ask you about Lance Armstrong.
Well, the thing is, okay, let's say the man was, let's say hypothetically the man was taking steroids during the time that he had cancer, and the steroids helped him get through the cancer. Now, can we really just keep hating on him because he got through it, whereas all those other clowns, they got caught. And they got caught and got persecuted. He got by and made it. So I mean, you're not gonna catch everybody. And to sit up here and try to do this retroactive type of prosecuting him, because I mean, he obviously never failed a drug test. He always got through. Huh?
Yeah, they always say he's always been consistent.
Right. So you're just gonna have to just swallow the lump and charge it to the game. If he got away, he got away. You can't just go back and keep witch hunting this guy years later. Like, I know you did it. I know you did it. We know you did it. You know, I mean, okay, if you knew, why didn't you do something about it then?
Even with now trying to run his triathlons, it comes back and haunt him. And, you'd be doping up, this and that, and we want you to do this and we want you to do this, and you have to wait 30 days, you know. And he's like, wow, I've never failed a test. And even media and people that he worked close with, other than other runners, like you said before, certain people just got caught, huh? If it is true,
right.
Yeah.
No, Floyd Landis still sitting up here swearing up and down that he didn't do anything wrong when he obviously got caught red-handed. I mean, when you get caught with your urine in the tainted jar, I mean, that's it. That's the end of the story. Game over. So, there's nothing else to. I mean, really, nothing else to discuss. I mean. I think you remember once upon a time, I want to say this was Randall Tex Cobb who did this. He failed a urine test, and they found marijuana in his system. He said he probably got and by him while he was training and blew him a charge by accident, you know.
Oh, Lord.
So, I mean, people say some of the funniest things, but hey. When you're caught, you're caught.
Wow.
You know, and now they're doing this deliberating over who's going to get voted into the Hall of Fame and who's not. As far as I'm concerned, you ought to just look at what they did, what were their accomplishments on the field, because guess what? They wasn't the only ones. They just the one we know. I mean, hell, as far as I'm concerned, Pete Rose ought to just get voted in the Hall of Fame, because what he did was
Page. I thought about mentioning him to you a few minutes ago. You and I are on the same page today, most definitely, because I definitely wanted to mention Pete Rose. Pete Rose, he should what?
I'm just saying, Pete Rose never fixed the game, so all he did was he bet I'm sure he's not the only person who ever betted on a game or whatever. I mean, let's, you know, let's keep it real. I mean, what Pete Rose did was, I mean, it wasn't an atrocity to the point that they prosecuted him or persecuted him so badly for. I felt like, you know, Pete should have still been got in the Hall of Fame because what he did as a player definitely outnumbered what he, you know, his few sins that he created. He wasn't a perfect human being. But it would be ridiculous that they're going to wait till the man die and then probably change their mind and vote him into the Hall of Fame. That would be ridiculous to do it then. Why not do it now? You know, it's like what my mother says about, give me all my flowers now while I'm alive. Don't give me my flowers after I'm laying in a box.
I'm with your mom on that one. I'm with your mom on that one, yeah. It most definitely. Wow. Boston quiet. What is he doing? You know anything about what he's been up to?
What's up with who?
Bonds, since we're on baseball.
He's actually trying to get a gig back with the Giants in some type of managerial position or something like that. And
I was just shouting him out. Best wishes to him. I hope that works out.
Right, yes. And I think the other thing is he's definitely he's tried journalism. I mean, he did a show not too long ago where he was like a commentator. He does great commentary as far as baseball's concerned. He's a very multifaceted person, but the thing about it is he rubbed a few people the wrong way, but who doesn't? But in the same sense, but I do agree with a lot of what Bond said is that while you're so busy having your hands in my closet, clean yours out first.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, Barry Bonds is another person who I would say never failed a drug test. So until you have him in that, I mean, I remember when everybody was all gung-ho about A-Rod. It was A-Rod and A-Rod that. It was like, I hope A-Rod breaks Barry Bonds' record so we can all get that tainted record out of our system. And then guess what? Found out A-Rod was dirty. So that to me, I couldn't have laughed any harder at anything than that. But these sports writers, I will admit, they are a bunch of self-righteous jerks in a lot of ways. Because I mean, they really crack me up how they act like they have so much stroke and so much power, since they are the ones that do the voting. Maybe we need to take the power away from them. And because like, I heard Tim Kurkjian not too long ago standing on his high and mighty ground talking like, no matter what happens, we're not going to vote them in. I will never vote any of them in. You know, he was saying that's exactly his voice, actually. So, he really cracked me up acting like, well, since we're going to have the final word, they're not getting in the Hall of Fame. So all that needs to happen is need to just take the power away from them. Let the ex-players vote them in or decide what's going to happen.
Wow.
So there are other ways of doing this because, I mean, for the most part, most of those guys do deserve their place in the Hall of Fame because, let's face it, if they were doing anything back then, they weren't the only ones. So, as far as I'm concerned, it was equal competition.
Wow. Well, it's time went by so fast. It's time to wrap it up. And we didn't get a chance to talk about Manny and boxing. And, wow, and Tiger. And also, and just golf, period. Congrats again.
Well, ain't one thing to say about Pac-Man. Fix. It was a fix. You know,
and again, congrats to Webb Simpson for winning the U.S. Open. and so on. And we hadn't had a chance to talk about what happened at Auburn University a few weeks ago, so let's dedicate the show, this broadcast, to those players who lost their lives a few weeks ago
right.
At Auburn University. Also, that was just